the only feedback I got was that we should spend less time doing review in the beginning, and we should move a little faster. So if anybody has any objections, what? You have a counter objection? We'll see. Okay, so we'll see how it goes. So let's move forward with this question of Tanis on Shabbos Shuva. Okay, we saw three sheets in the Rishonim about what happens when you want to fast on a regular Shabbos. The Rashba thought that Tanis on a regular Shabbos could be a form of Onig Shabbos, except that you're Mevatel the more general form of Onig Shabbos. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, you have to be Yoshev Tanis L'Tanis. Okay, after the fast day, for the fact that you're Mevatel the general form of Onig Shabbos, but a Tanis itself is still one form of Onig Shabbos. The Ritva thought differently. The Ritva is of the opinion that it depends on what kind of Tanis it is. If it's a Tanis Chalom, where you're fasting because you had a bad dream where you have to do tshuva, so then for you, this is your Oneg Shabbos, and you don't need any makeup fast. You don't need Tanis HaTanisa, because this is your real Oneg Shabbos, and you're Mekayim Oneg Shabbos this way, just as if you ate Basar V'Yayin. Then you had another Deya, that maybe you do need a Tanis, to be Yoshev a Tanis for a Tanis, because Avonosav Garmulo Lekach, that he had to fast. Rabbeinu David, in the opposite extreme, so he thought that really there's no Oneg Shabbos through fasting, there's no such thing as subjective Oneg. And it's just that since you're going to be so upset about your dreams, you're not going to have Oneg Shabbos anyway. So since we already see that your Oneg Shabbos is batel, so the Chachamim said that you could fast and continue to be Mevato Oneg Shabbos. Okay, so Machlokas Rishonim, whether a fast could substitute for your personal Oneg Shabbos. Now what I want to focus on today is the last piece in the Ritva. Okay, so what was that last? Anybody see it? Ritva and Tanis. There's a little discussion there. What do you got? Q, do you see it?
That lechatchila, you're allowed to fast.
Okay, but then he talks about Shabbos Shuva. Okay, so what's his discussion there? I have it. So Ritva makes the following comment. I think it's over here. So there's a minhag that's become, I guess it's become popular among some people. So people would fast on Aseres Yemei Teshuva, including Shabbos Shuva. Okay, so on the surface, this should be a violation of the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, which requires you to eat and drink. So I'm not going to endorse this minhag, because it's a bit of Oneg Shabbos. The only het there is for a Tanis Chalom, which is really an Eis Tzorech. Unfortunately, maybe they're relying on the view that you could fast whenever you want. And that's considered a subjectively sanctioned fast day, or subjective Oneg Shabbos. But then he goes back and says, you know what, even according to my perspective, that only a Tanis Chalom, only a Tanis of Tshuva, which is really necessary, is allowed on Shabbos. Maybe fasting on Shabbos Shuva is like a Tanis Chalom. Because maybe the Tzimei Din, V'yafle Pishita Seinu, Ki Aseres Yemei Teshuva Heim Zman Hadin, V'atshuva Yafa Behem, V'hishal Veres Ketanes Chalon. Maybe Aseres Yemei Teshuva is considered an Eis Tzorech, and you should be allowed to fast, because it's like a Tanis Chalon. So the Ritva is not really sure. And the Nafkamina will be whether or not you have to be Yoshev Atanis. Do you have to have a separate fast to make up for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos Shuva?
I mean, it seems obvious that you don't, because before he said the only reason why you need to for Tanis Chalom is because Avonosav Garmo Lekach, and here there's no sin.
Okay, but according to his first day that he suggested earlier, any time your Tanis is not because of a Tanis Chalom, you need to be Yoshev Tanis L'Tanisa. He's only justifying the practice that people are fasting even for a regular fast in the second day.
Right.
And in his first day, he thinks anytime it's not a Tanis Chalom, you have to be Yoshev Tanis L'Tanisa.
I looked at it as Tanis Rosh Hashanah is here, Tanis Chalom is here, and Tanis Shabbos Shuv is up there.
I don't think he has it as a separate thing. We'll see in a second. So, should you or should you not fast on Shabbos Shuv? Does anybody see the rush in the end of Rosh Hashanah? Sorry, what did the rush say?
First he quoted another opinion.
Okay, so first he quoted one opinion to go, and that said,
but like the first day, since first day of Rosh Hashanah,
okay, so first of all, let me just comment that if you saw the Meiri, or if you looked at the Or Zeruah for whatever reason, in Rosh Hashanah, or the Rabia, so they also quote this Tshuva of the Gonim, and the Gonim were attacked for fasting on Rosh Hashanah and for Shabbos Shuva. The Lashon and the Rabia and the Or Zeruah is, Masha kasavtim sh'anu mechalalin Shabbos v'Rosh Hashanah b'tanisa. So the Gonim were attacked for being Mechal Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah because they fasted. And then they say, Lehefich. They say, Adarabba, halavai shekol Yisrael yecholim lasos kein. Halavai that all the Jews should be able to fast on Shabbos Shuva and Rosh Hashanah. So on the one hand, they were attacked to bring Mechal Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, they think that really Me'ikar Adin, you should be fasting. Halavai that everyone should be able to do it. So what's the Machlokas? So the Rosh quotes this Minog, and the Rosh says, you know what? That doesn't really make sense. You can't fast on Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos. You can't fast on Rosh Hashanah. So he has Rachel's compromise. At the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is Doraisa, so there you can't fast. But the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which is Drabanan, and Shabbos Shuva, there you could fast. Now, does that make sense? Han, you like that compromise of the Rosh? Do you see it?
Yeah.
But do you like that compromise of the Rosh?
Sure.
You're fine with it. What do you think? Q, you like the compromise of the Rosh?
I don't know.
Did the Rosh like the compromise that he quotes? From, I think it's from Rav Nachman. No, why not?
I don't remember why. I said
yeah,
are you allowed? So it's not a time when you're supposed to be sad.
Okay, but what he has one about this distinction, he's upset. He has one particular line. What does he say? He says, "Lahafich, how could you be more makil on Shabbos than the first day of Rosh Hashanah? If on Rosh Hashanah you can't fast because you have a chiyuv simchas yom tov." And the only reason why you're allowing on the second day is because the second day is Midrabanan. Well, Shabbos, of course, is a chiyuv midaraisa. So how could he be mikel on Shabbos, which is a daraisa? Right, did you see that in the Rosh? Okay. Well, it's there. How could he be more mikel on Shabbos Shuva, which is daraisa, than on Yom Tov Rishon?
Well, maybe he says that Oneg Shabbos is Midrabanan.
Because maybe you'd hold the Oneg Shabbos Midrabanan.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Or, I'll suggest something different. What do you think? I don't think that's what he says. I don't know if anybody has the Rosh, but I don't think that's what he says. I think he's at Rachel, do you have his formulation?
From his rejection?
Yeah, it's right in the beginning, I think.
Well,
he quotes the Ritzkeus and he says Before that. Yeah, Dvar Tumun, why? Yeah, how could you allow Shabbos? Not, okay, so what do you think the answer is? So maybe you'll say Oneg Shabbos or Drabanan, or?
So there's a difference between
Simchas Yom Tov
and Oneg.
So maybe there's a difference in Simchas Yom Tov and Oneg, like we saw hinted at in the Chsam Sofer. Maybe Simchas Yom Tov is a Chiyuv Basar V'Yayin, it's a Chiyuv Suda. Oneg Shabbos doesn't necessarily translate into a Chiyuv Suda, maybe it's subjective. So maybe your conception of Oneg Shabbos during Aseres Mei Tshuva is to fast and do Tshuva. Whereas Simchas Yom Tov can never be subjectively reinterpreted into fasting. By definition, Simcha is going to mean Achilas Basar and Shtiyas Yain. Okay, so therefore you don't have to say like a Yel, you don't have to say that it's a Din Drabanan, you can maintain they're both Deoraisa, but it's simply a distinction between Oneg Shabbos and Simchas Yom Tov. Good. Now you also get the opposite indication. Okay, you also find Rishonim who say that of course you can't fast on Shabbos Shuva, and this seems to be what the Rosh is getting at, but maybe you could fast during Rosh Hashanah. Maybe there's more of a heter to fast on Rosh Hashanah than on Shabbos Shuva. So what would be the basis of that distinction? It's the exact opposite chiluk. How would you maintain that? What do you think? It's a bit of a trick question. By the way, let me just find the formulation of the Meiri. Rav Nacho Noizal Haye Machria Bedavar, Bedarach Pshara. Both the Rush and the Meiri quote of Nacho Noi, but the Meiri quotes it differently. Shalola Hisanos Biyom Tov Rishon, the Kol Shekein B'Shabbos. Can't fast on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And Kol Shekein, you can't fast on Shabbos. Right? So clearly he's assuming that there's more of a heter to fast on Rosh Hashanah than on Shabbos. So what's that Kol Shekein? And you'll see there were a lot of people who paskin that you could fast on Rosh Hashanah but not on Shabbos Shuva. What's the basis for that?
Are we assuming that Rosh Hashanah is actually like Yom Tov?
Ah, so maybe the answer to that question is that I wouldn't say that Rosh Hashanah is not a Yom Tov, right? But maybe I'd say that it's a maybe it's not considered a Chag. Maybe Rosh Hashanah doesn't have a Shem Chag, so there's no Chiyuv Simcha v'Samachta b'Chagecha like you find in the other Yom Tovim. So then you would say, okay, great. So they're both Deoraisa. This is no Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. There is a Chiyuv Oneg on Shabbos. The Mela, you could fast on Rosh Hashanah, you can fast on Shabbos Shuvah. Okay. So that would be, I think that would be the counter distinction.
Is it definitely not a Chag?
How could you say it is a Chag? Did you see the Rosh in Dalad Yadalad? Okay, so there's a huge debate.
Yeah.
So what do they debate there?
The part that you gave us, at least.
I didn't put it into that. You're right.
I don't know.
So there's a huge discussion. What do you say in the Nuschat Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah? Do you say Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason? We just had Rosh Hashanah, so nobody has an excuse to not have it. Do you say in Tefillah, V'atitam L'Ano Hashem L'Kinim Ba'av V'Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason Hasiyom HaZikaron Hazeh? Or do you not say that? Do you say V'Hasiyenu Hashem L'Kinim Berkas Mo'adecha L'Chaim L'Shalom L'Simcha L'Sason Rosh Hashanah? Take a vote. Who thinks yes? Who thinks no? Okay, Simcha Liartzecha. Okay, it's not. What do you think? Exactly. We cut out Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason, and we also cut out V'Hastiyenu Hashem Elokeinu Aspergas Madecha L'Chaim L'Shalom L'Simcha L'Sason. Okay, so we cut out in our Neslachat Tefillah references to Chag and references to Simcha and references to Sason. But the Rosh quotes on both of these things that each one was a huge debate amongst the Gaonim and the early Chachmei Ashkenaz. So a lot of Gaonim put in Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason, and a lot of Gaonim and a lot of the early Chachmei Ashkenaz, like before Rashi, like Abitzcha Kalevi and Rabbeinu Gershom, so a lot of them had V'Hasiyenu. It's a big machlokas. What?
Isn't a Chag defined as a
Chagiga? Well, it's V'Samachta B'Chagecha. And the way they also talk about it is that there's a Medrash that the Rosh quotes that talks about Mika Amcha Yisrael She Yodim Tiv Elokeim, that only the Jewish people know their God, because Shar HaUmos Lefnei Din, so they're Lovish Chorim and they're Atufim Shchorim and they're Misanin, but Bnei Yisrael they're Lovish Levanim Misafran Levanim and they're Ochen Veshosen Usmeichen. So they quote that Medrash Shoshot, there is a Din Simcha on Rosh Hashanah.
So
you might be able to distinguish between Chag and, but in the Rosh it seems like they're all part of the same issue. Okay, so it would seem like there's a machlokas whether or not there's simcha. What did the Rambam say about simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Let's put it this way: the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Gimel, I think it's Lamed Gimel, says that you don't say halal on Rosh Hashanah. Why?
Because like, how could you say before?
Excellent. Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim, Lefanav, Atem, Omrim, Shira.
Yeah.
Right. The Melech is Yoshev al Kisei Din. And so he's involved in judgments. So how could he be singing joyously? So the Gemara says already that you're not saying, not bad. So the Gemara says that you don't say halo. Now the Rambam quotes that Gemara in the third parak of the Chos Chanukah, and the Rambam says, you know what that means? The Rambam translates it into the following. The Rambam says that on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah you don't say halo, because they're in on Yimei Simcha Yisera. They're not times of heightened Simcha. The Rambam is a little ambiguous. Does Rambam mean that it's not a time of simcha at all? Or does Rambam mean that they're not excessive? It's not a time of excessive simcha. Okay? So it's not clear. Okay, the Rambam translates this din of not saying halal into a shir of not saying, of not having elevated simcha. Okay, so it's a little ambiguous. How do we paskin? So we paskin on the one hand very nicely. You don't say chagim zman on the sason. You don't say v'hasiyenu. What are we passing about fasting? So we pass when they eat. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ochlin v'shosin u'smeichin b'Rosh Hashanah. Shulchan Aruch says that there's, I think he says, u'smeichin b'Rosh Hashanah. But he says there's definitely a chiyuv suda on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and it would seem that's because we're holding it. There is a din of simcha. But at the very same time, this is all the Shulchan Aruch actually have it here. I think it's Tavkuf Pei Aleph. Tavkuf Tzadi something. Tavkuf Tzadi Ches maybe. Mm-hmm. Tavkaf Tzadi Zayin, yeah. Tavkaf Tzadi Zayin off. Ochin v'shosin u'smechin. So there's a chiv achila, there's a chiv shtia, and there's simcha on Rosh Hashanah. V'ein misan in Rosh Hashanah v'lo b'sha b'shuva. So because you can't fast on Rosh Hashanah, you can't fast on Shabbat Shuva. So here it seems like there is a din simcha. But then the Shulchan Aruch in Tavkaf Tzadi Zayin Beis says, Yesh mekomo shekabala b'yadam shekomi shirogil l'sanas Rosh Hashanah mishana regiloso v'ein misan in a mashlam shnato. We have Masorah that if somebody had a minhag to fast on Rosh Hashanah and they don't fast, they're going to die that year. Okay, so Shulchan Aruch Paskins, okay, well, there's a chi of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. And then he paskins, but you know what? If you have a minhag to fast on Rosh Hashanah, make sure you don't eat. And the Shulchan Aruch again in Halacha Gimel says, if you fasted 1 year on Rosh Hashanah because of a chalom, then you have to fast all the rest of your Rosh Hashanahs. And eino yoshev tanisa letanisa. Yeah, and the Rama adds you don't have to make up a second fast for fast from Rosh Hashanah, because after all there are a lot of people who paskin that you should fast on Rosh Hashanah. Yes, the Shulchan Aruch paskins the chi of simcha, but he paskins, you know what, sometimes you could be so mech, or sometimes you have to rely on the shitas that hold you should fast. Yes, they're kind of like contradictory implications, whether or not there's a chi of simcha or a chi of achila on Rosh Hashanah. Rachel, you look confused. Well, it's confusing, right? I'm not sure. Is there chiyuv simcha or is there isn't? Yeah.
I don't know if this is the Ramah or Shulchan Aruch, but isn't like one of the reasons that we start saying slichot at least 4 days before is because we say that theoretically you would fast all.
Theoretically, you should be fasting on those days.
Can't fast.
Right. That's what the people quote in opposition. That you see that you're not actually fasting on those days because you have to make them up. Exactly. People quote that. So it's not clear. So why would you? So Shulchan Aruch Paskins is a chi of achila, fine. So there seems to be a chi of simcha, according to the way we're paskining. So what's the basis for the idea that you should... So let's say I don't want to say like chana. I don't want to say that there's no chi of simcha on Rosh Hashanah. So could I still maintain that there's a heter to fast on Rosh Hashanah, but there's no heter to fast on Shabbat Shuvah? Meaning, can I maintain that there's a chi of simcha on Rosh Hashanah? There's v'samachta b'chagecha, but yet there's a heter to fast on Rosh Hashanah, but no heter to fast on Shabbat Shuvah.
I don't know if you could apply the Tani Chalom logic and say that like really your simcha on Rosh Hashanah because you're so nervous for the deen.
Okay, so can you say that maybe there's a subjective component to Simchas Yom Tov also, right? Okay, that's one question. And then I want to go back to the other side. Is there also a svara to say that even if Oneg Shabbos in general is objective, let's say Holik Rabbeinu David, okay, Oneg Shabbos can never translate into a Tanis. That's even if I hold against the, let's say, even if I hold in general that I can't be yotzei Oneg Shabbos to a Tanis, is there a svara to say that Dafgan Shabbos Shuva, like kind of like Jeremy was saying before, there are three different levels. And the Shabbat Shuvah is the let's say the most reasonable heter to fast within the context of Oneg Yom Tov. Can I understand that question? Let me begin with that question. Okay, let's say I hold in general that Oneg Yom Tov is not subjective. So Tanis will never be Oneg. So is there a basis to say that on Shabbat Shuvah it will be? So here I think, yeah.
Well, can you just say that it goes with, like, the spirit of the day?
The spirit of the day, what do you mean?
Or the spirit of the week. Like, it's...
So maybe this Shabbos is a different Shabbos, right? In this context of Aseres Mei Tshuva.
Right.
So let me ask you a general question. Shabbos in general, Shabbos falls out on a certain time of year. So in Halacha, do we view that as kind of an incidental relationship? Shabbos coincides with Yontif. But it's really two different days. There's Shabbos. And there's Yom Tov. Shabbos falls out on Yom Kippur. At Shabbos, it's also Yom Kippur. Or do you say that the dinim of Shabbos accommodate whatever time of year it happens to be? Is Shabbos sensitive to when it falls out on the calendar? I'm just a very general question. What do you think, Jeremy?
Wasn't that a lot of the discussion of the Knivas Yarek back with Shabbos and Yom Kippur?
Okay, so maybe the Knivas Yarek, Shaila. It's not so clear from that Gemara how you'd walk out saying... I mean, there would seem to be a question whether Shabbos is the same Kedushas Yom as Yom Kippur.
Okay.
What do you think, Q?
I don't remember if we passed it like this, but there's at least a halacha, you know, that if you
forget Yalav Yavon Shabbat Rosh Chodesh.
Oh.
Like, during the week, you don't have to forget.
Okay, great, wonderful. Let's say you forget Yalav Yavon Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.
I think I actually heard this from your father.
Oh, so what did he say?
He said that you have. I don't remember if it's halacha, but like during the week you forget Yalav Yavon. They're benching.
So don't let's say during the week you forget Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh. Right. You have to repeat benching. There's no chiv suda, right? Ibai achil, ibai lo achil. We saw that's quoted in the Rashba and Tafresh Yadalid related to the Rambam. But generally on Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiv suda.
Right.
So if you forget benching, you don't have. Let's say it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and you forget Yalav Yavo. You said Ritze. So do you repeat benching for the Yalav Yavo?
I think you do. I'm not sure.
So it's 2 days. The Tur in Siman Kuf Peches and Arachayim. So the Tur quotes 2 days. Whether or not you have to repeat benching. Why? Because from the perspective of Rosh Chodesh, there's no Chiyav Suda. But now it's Rosh Chodesh that occurred on Shabbos. So from the perspective of Shabbos, there's a Chiyav Suda. But the question is, now do we view that Chiyav Suda of Shabbos as also being a Rosh Chodesh Suda? So that's 2 days in the Tur. The Tur quotes one from Ben Yonah and one from his brother Rabbi Chiel, maybe, who argue about it. So maybe that's one good example. Debate whether Shabbos accommodates the day around it. Any other examples, Rachel? What do you think?
Being fast on Yom Kippur Shabbos.
Okay, Yom Kippur Shchol Yos B'Shabbos. That's a good one. Fasting. Okay, that's a good one. Yom Kippur Shchol Yos B'Shabbos. What's the din? You're a chola. You're sick. Okay, so you have to eat. So do you have a chiv to make kiddush? So you're not fasting. You're not being mekayim. Not being Mekayim Yom Kippur, but it's also Shabbos. You have to make Kiddush in order to eat on Shabbos. Right, so that's Yalav Yavo. That's an interesting Shaila. They have Yalav Yavo. If you bench on Yom Kippur, so you have to mention that's Yom Kippur. But I don't even want to know about Yom Kippur. I want to know about the Shabbos part. Do you say like Ritzeh? Do you say Kiddush? If you happen to be eating on Yom Kippur, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? Anybody eat on Yom Kippur? Kavli Suda. Is not really a question. So it's a big shasura. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says if it falls out on Shabbos, you'd have to make Kiddush. Okay. But from the Magen Avraham, it's not so clear. But from the Magen Avraham, it would seem that you would not be chayiv in Kiddush. Which would mean that when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So the Shabbos is totally done away with by Yom Kippur, according to the Magen Avraham. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you could somehow suppress the Yom Kippur dimensions, then Shabbos is still there. Lingnam Kiddush, yeah.
Couldn't you say like a regular Yom Tov on Shabbat? Shabbat is like completely independent.
Is it?
You're not allowed to do Ochel Nefesh on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Shabbat still exists. That's it.
Right, so that's a question. Should the Heter of Ochel Nefesh, that's a little trickier. I mean, if you held that let's say Heter Ochel Nefesh was because the Chiyuv Aseh of Simchas Yom Tov, and Shabbos has no Chiyuv Simchas, then maybe the Aseh of... Yeah, maybe it's something like that should work out. That's trickier. That's a lot trickier. If you hold that the Heter Ochel Nefesh stems from a Kula in Hilchos Yom Tov, and we're more Mekel in the Malach of Yom Tov, then it's not going to... We're not going to be more Mekel on Shabbos Yom Tov than on... Right, it doesn't mean it's not independent. It just means that you're not going to be Mekel on Dinei Shabbos, just because it's Yom Tov.
What? Lulav and Shofar.
Okay, so Lulav and Shofar are interesting. The Shilohs are those Isurim Del Raisa. There's no real Isur Del Raisa in Lulav, and there's no real Isur Del Raisa in Shofar. So for Drabanon, Zavachshash, then it's cute.
What if you say that Lo Taseh of Shabbat is always applicable, it doesn't matter when it falls out, but the Aseh of Zachor, not like Tishbot, the Aseh of Zachor is transformed depending on when it falls out. For example, the davening, the reason we say Vayichulu, you know, throughout the years is because, you know, Shabbat Chol Hamoed or Shabbat Yom Tov, we don't say Vayichulu in the Shemoneh Esrei itself, so we have to say it afterwards. Or things like the Musaf is...
So maybe parts of the Aseh of Shabbos are transformed because of their association.
I'm just thinking that is like the best example I can think of, because you're saying Shemoneh Esrei for Yom Tov with Shabbat insertion, it's not the other way around.
Right.
So the, like, this, I guess the, and you feel the same way, I guess, with Kiddush, it's Shabbat insertions. I guess that, yeah, that is Zachor.
Okay, except for the Musaf. The Musaf, right, Musaf also is Shabbos insertion.
I mean, you're basically saying everything, but, it, yeah.
Okay, so there are a couple. There are a couple of nafkaminas that you could bring, and in all the questions you have this same kind of debate amongst the Rishonim. I'll give you one more example. Shabbos Cholamoid. Shabbos Cholamoid. So in the Haftorah. So you always make a bracha mikadesh haShabbos at the end of the Haftorah. So on Shabbos Cholamoid, do you mention the Yontif in the bracha on Haftorah? Okay, Yom Kippur we did. And you mentioned Shabbos and Yom Kippur?
For sure.
Okay, so that's different, because over there, even if it was just Yom Kippur, you'd have Haftorah, and if it was just Shabbos, you'd have Haftorah. Right, because let's say a Chiyuv Haftorah comes from Shabbos and from Yom Kippur. But let's say on a regular Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So if this Chol HaMoed wasn't Shabbos, would there be a Haftorah on Chol HaMoed? A regular Chol HaMoed. Right, there would just be Lenin, but there wouldn't be an Haftorah. So Haftorah is not part of Chol HaMoed davening. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed now. So should you just mention that it's also Yontif?
It's the same thing I guess you mentioned.
I mean, is the Haftorah of Shabbos sensitive to the fact that it's also Yontif in the background?
Yontif or Chol HaMoed?
Let's assume that Chol HaMoed is Yontif for a second.
I'm pretty sure you do as well.
What? Okay, so here there's no wrong answer. Oh, okay, excellent. Yeah.
What about no idea?
So guys, listen to Jennifer. Talk up. That's a good one.
On Sukkot, do you mention?
Excellent. So I think the Rama writes that on Sukkot, you do mention that it's Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, but on Pesach you don't.
What?
So why do you distinguish between Pesach and Sukkot? Okay.
But,
so we'll get to that in a second, actually, why you distinguish between Pesach and Sukkot. But more importantly is the fact that you have this kind of tension again. What?
I just can't remember.
Did we have Shabbos Chol HaMoed?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
Gotta pay more attention to davening. What?
No, or he just gives your father's idea.
I don't know what I'm hearing.
Difference between Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and. Okay, so I'll mention that when we talk about something else in a second. That's why you have this discrepancy, but I'm not interested in the discrepancy per se. Just the fact that sometimes we do mention within the tefillah of Shabbos that it's Yontif, and sometimes we kind of just don't care. Give you one more example. There's a din in the Gemara in Yuma. It's a bit of a different one. Kol avodas hayom einak shira elabo. That all the avodas in the Beis HaMikdash could only be done by the Kohen Gadol. On Yom Kippur. Okay, it's the first Rashi in Masechas Yuma. Okay. Now, on Yom Kippur, there are also other avodos that were done. Okay. The Karban Tamid of every day was brought on Yom Kippur. The Lakas HaNeiros of every day were lit on Yom Kippur. The Ketores was also done on Yom Kippur. So did those have to be done by the Kohen Gadol?
It's Machlokas.
Machlokas. Who?
Is it Rishonim?
Yeah, Balamor and the Ramban. Balamor and the Ramban argue this out. Does the Kohen Gadol have to do everything in the Beis HaMikdash? Even the Karban Tamid Shel Kol Yom, even the Neiros, even the Ketores, or just the Avodas of Yom Kippur?
Who argues?
Balamor and the Ramban. Let's say it's Yom Kippur Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. So does the Kohen Gadol have to bring the Karban Musaf of Shabbos? Even if you hold like the Balamor, that the Kohen Gadol has to do the Talmud of every day, he has to do the Torahs of every day, he has to do the Neiros of every day. Well, the Karban Musaf of Shabbos has absolutely nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It's totally coincidental. The Karban Talmud of every day, of course, there's one day a year that has to be Shal Yom Kippur. And the Neiros, Menorah, have to fall out on Yom Kippur one day. So maybe those become part of the Avodas Hayom. What about the Karban Musaf? So the Pashas, even the Baal HaMor would agree that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do the Karban Musaf of Shabbos. But the Rambam Paskin, in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and Kol Avodas Yom Einak Shirin Elabo, that even the Karban Musaf of Shabbos acknowledges that today is Yom Kippur. So by necessity, it has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Okay, so that seems to be Machlokas Rishonim. Rosh Chodesh Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Yom Kippur Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. All these things are debated whether or not you have to mention or whether or not Shabbos acknowledges that it's also part of some other framework. Okay. But what about Aseres Mei Tshuva? Fine, Rosh Chodesh, fine. Fine, Yom Kippur, fine, Yontif. Those are, let's say, related kedushos in some sense. What about Aseres Me'etzuva? Is that a relevant enough time of year such that Shabbos will acknowledge that it falls out in the middle of Aseres Me'etzuva?
And you still say all the changes in Shemona Esrei.
Okay, so you say the changes in Shemona Esrei, fine. But do those reflect that there's something inherently different about Aseres Me'etzuva? I'm just curious. Oh, that's interesting. Do you say Gilam Midos HaRachamim?
But it's weird because you don't, even on Yom Kippur, that the Shabbat Shechal Yom Kippur, you don't say that.
Yeah, Gilam Midos HaRachamim.
Yeah, I guess if you have the custom the whole 10 days, then...
Interesting. That's interesting. Do you say Gilam Midos HaRachamim on Shabbat Shuvah? That's what you're pointing out.
Yeah.
That's excellent. That's exactly the question I'm asking. Meaning, do you say that, well, it's Shabbat Shuvah, it's Aseres Me'etzuva, so of course you'll say Gilam Midos HaRachamim. And this Shabbat is different from every other Shabbat. So here you could have Bakasha. Or do you say, no, Shabbos is a Kedushas Hazman b'fnei atzmo, and Aseres Me'etzuva is a time of year to do tshuva, but you can't change the dinim of Shabbos in order to do tshuva. So here it depends. So there are certain dinim of Aseres Me'etzuva that point to it being different. First of all, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that an Avel can't daven on Yom Tov. An Avel can't be a Shliach Tzibor on Yom Tov. It's a public display of Avelos. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideah. And today you'll see an Avel won't daven. He'll daven during the week. He won't daven before the Amaran Yantiv. The Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, I think it's Tavkuf Pei Aleph, some if not, somewhere around there. It's the Rama and Darkei Moshe, and he quotes it in Shulchan Aruch, based off the Mordechai, that the Chazan for the Yamim Norayim is supposed to be somebody of a high caliber. He's supposed to be one of the Parnasei Ha'ir. So let's say the only person who's available is an Avel. Let's say he's the most chashuv person in town. So is it better to keep the halachos of Yerideya and not have the Avel Davin? Or do you say, no, it's Aseres Me'etzuva and there's a din that the most chashuv person in town is supposed to daven, that overrides Hilchos Yerideya. So the Ramah writes that it overrides. Basically, the tefillah of Yom HaNorayim are different. There's a higher standard, so it's not just a nicety to have the Parnasei Ha'ir, even though it's a display of Avelos. And generally, we don't allow it. And Aseres Me'etzuva and the Yom HaNorayim, so we're makbid that even the Avel should go ahead and daven for these tefillos. The Meiri quotes an interesting minog, the Meiri in Brachos, in the beginning of Ein Omdin, Les Park Ein Omdin. So the Meiri says there's a minog, there are a lot of people out there who only wore tefillin during Aseres Me'etzuva. They wouldn't wear tefillin during the rest of the year. Why? Why? What do you think?
Because your mindset wasn't like sure and focused enough.
Ah, so the Gemara has this concept of tefillin bayi gufnaki. In order to wear tefillin, you have to have a gufnaki. Now, most Rishonim understand it doesn't mean a physical cleanliness, but it means that you have to have proper kavana when you're wearing tefillin. Okay? So the Meiri says, well, nobody has proper kavana or enough kavana during the rest of the year. And only on a certain, and he doesn't even focus on kavana. The Meiri says that Dafka on Aseres Me'etzuva is there a level of Tahara such that people could wear tefillin, such that they could attain the level that's needed for Gufnaki. So here it would seem, I don't think he means it in the sense that people are more serious during Aseres Me'etzuva, but that maybe Aseres Me'etzuva are different, there's a different level of, or we view this time of Aseres Me'etzuva to be on a fundamentally different level of Tahara from the rest of the year. The Yushalmi in Shabbos says that there are 7 days of the year we should be makbid on Tahara. 7 days during the year should be makbid on tahara. So the Ravi already said what? Ravi says I have a mesorah. These 7 days are Aseres Me'etzuva. So what does that mean? So the Rosh takes it to mean that you should be makbid to eat Pas Yisrael during Aseres Me'etzuva. This is where the minhag comes from at the Shulchan Aruch quotes. You should eat Pas Yisrael during Aseres Me'etzuva. And the Taj Beitz asks, I don't understand. Isn't that a double standard? Kol Hashana Kula. You don't eat Pas Yisrael, and Dafkan Aseres Me'etzuva, you do eat Pas Yisrael? That's the Taj Beitz's question. So he says, it can't mean that you should be machmer in Pas Yisrael, because that's a real din. It means you should eat chulin betara. That even if you're not machmer on whether things become tameh, like today, no one cares if things are tameh or tar. During Aseres Mitzvah, there's a higher standard of Tara. Now, why? This has nothing to do with, there's no Isser to eat Chul and Betumah. The Dafka and Aseres Mitzvah, there's a higher level of Tara about what you're allowed to eat and what you're not allowed to eat. There's a separate standard of Kashrus. Finally, the Rambam says that even though there's Afal Pisha Tshuva Batsa'aka Yafel Olam, even though Tshuva is good in general, that during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, it's he miskabelas biyoser, or miskabelas miyad, it's accepted right away. And he quotes the Gemara, Dirshu Hashem Behimatso, Kru Biyoso Karov. So what does that have to do with Aseres Yimei Tshuva? So what it would seem like is that according to the Rambam and the Meiri and the Yushalmi and the Psak of the Ramah and the Sheet of the Gaonim, let's say that you're supposed to fast on Shabbos Shuvah, and that it's not just a din that during these 10 days of the year there's a chiv to do tshuva. The understanding is that these 10 days of the year are fundamentally different from the rest of the year. Let's say they're defined as lifnei Hashem in a halachic sense. So yeah, so even if there's no din of tefillin bayi guf naki during the rest of the year, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so now there's a higher level of tara. Even though tshuva is not as effective during the rest of the year, during these days of the year where it's considered al pi din as tirshu Hashem behimatzo, tshuva will be accepted right away. Even though during the rest of the year there's no higher standard of chulin al taras hakodesh, during Aseres Yimei Tshuva that'll work. So maybe when you come back to Shabbos Shuva, if we argue that in general Shabbos is sensitive to the time of the year that it falls out on, Shabbos Yom Kippur is a Shabbos of Yom Kippurim, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, maybe the Shabbos of Aseres Yimei Tshuva is defined al pidin as a Shabbos shel Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Shabbos Shuva is a different Shabbos. So with respect to this time of year, what is Oneg Shabbos? So maybe the Oneg Shabbos of this time of year is defined as a Shabbos shel Tshuva Utsa'aka. And therefore, even if there's no subjective Oneg Shabbos, on Shabbos Shuva, maybe this is, with respect to this Shabbos, this is the objective concept of, the objective notion of Oneg Shabbos. Alright.
For Shabbos Shuva, okay, one of those proofs I guess you were giving was that 7 days during the So 7 days as in the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So wouldn't that be undermining, like then you'd be eating Pat Yisrael and one of those days would be Shabbos and then like wouldn't be fasting on that day?
No, well, there's no chiv to Pat Yisrael. It's only if you're eating something anyway then you have it's a good question though. Oh, okay. So that's one perspective. So that's assuming that this Shabbos is different. But what about the other perspective? Okay, and then there's a chiddush that you could redefine Oneg Shabbos objectively for one time of year. What about Chana's other point? What about the opposite shita?
That it's Oneg Shabbos too fast?
No, so Oneg Shabbos you can't redefine.
Right.
Who seems to say that? You see the Meiri in the Chibra Tshuva? So what did the Meiri say?
He said a line like, but Minhag will never trump Halacha or something.
No, he had it. I mean, he may say that, but he also says, like, I don't understand why you think that fasting is more of a kiyum of tshuva than being mekayim, the normal mitzvah of the day. See it? It says, Lo atanis v'im amar dirshu Hashem behimatzo. If you want to argue, like the Rush argues, that this is a different time of year, of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, so Lo atanis bilvad hi adrisha, Ela tshuva ma'isim tovim. There's no chiv to fast, per se. She's supposed to do tshuva ma'isim tovim. So, what's the chiv of Shabbos? Af oneg Shabbos v'yom tov b'chlal hadrisha heim. Why do you view these days as being... Why do you view oneg Shabbos as being inconsistent with tshuva? You looking for chiv or tshuva? I have it right here. What?
Still.
What?
I was wondering.
Oh, where what? Basically, he just says that maybe oneg Shabbos itself is part of the tshuva of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Do the mitzvahs properly. So you're never going to... His point is you're never going to redefine the definition of oneg based off the context. Fine. Now I'm going to come back to Chana's point. What about v'samachta b'chagecha? So is that an objective definition or subjective?
Ein simcha
al basar v'yayin. It ain't simcha al basar, ain't simcha al b'yayin. I do it 2 days in the Gemara. Ain't simcha al basar, ain't simcha al b'yayin. Good. So is that objective? What do you think? Seems objective, right? Because the Rambam quotes a halacha in Perek Vav of Hilchos Yom Tov. Rambam says the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So is the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov uniform across all the Yom Tovim? Every Yom Tov has the same din of Batzer V'Yayin? Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Yedayin Hilchos Yom Tov. Shiva Asimei HaPesach V'Shemona Asimei HaChag Im Shar Yom Tovim Klul Masurim V'Hesped V'Tanis. V'chayiv adam lios behen sameach v'tov leiv, hu bana v'ishto b'nei beso, v'chol hanil v'malab, sh'namar v'samachta v'chagecha. Now, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, af pisha simcha amura kan hi karban shlamim, yesh b'chlal osa simcha l'smoach hu b'nei bana v'b'nei beso karoyla. Then he goes on, v'anashim ochlin basar v'shosin yayin, she'ein simcha al b'basar v'ein simcha al b'yayin. As Rambam defines, that Simchas Yom Tov is Basar V'Yayin, and also to be Mesameach with Nei Beso. But is the Din Simcha of Yom Tov uniform across the Moedim? Or does it vary? Good question. Hey, Ella, what do you think? Okay, so Sukkot is more than Pesach. They may be different. That's what you're saying Rabbi Hain was talking about, right? What do you think? How does that manifest itself?
In the pasuk.
Okay, in the pasukim maybe, right? Hallel?
It's
full hot.
It's in the everyday.
Isn't it
on Pesach?
Something. Isn't it Pesach Simchat Yenu?
Something. Isn't it
Pesach
Simchat
Yenu? Okay, so maybe Zman Simchat Yenu is Sukkot, fine. But Jeremy's point is the Gemara in Erechin says that on Sukkot you say full hallel every day, whereas on Pesach you have half hallel. Okay, so there definitely seems to be some sort of difference. Okay, so maybe the hallel is different. So maybe you have half hallel on Pesach, full hallel on Sukkot, and no hallel at all on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Okay, so maybe there are three different levels. Maybe there are different manifestations of Simcha, assuming right now there's Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Any other differences in terms of the Simcha? What? Okay, the Karbanos are different. The Gemara in Erechin says the Halal depends on the Karbanos. Fine. What else? You tell me. You can include them.
No, I don't know.
What else Simcha's Beis HaShoeva?
Is that a mitzvah? I think it's just something that they did because of the extra Simcha. I mean,
that's not related to Simchas Yom Tov?
It's absolutely related, but it's more, that's, I guess, a huge subjective way of doing it. That is some it was, I don't know,
is that a separate mitzvah or is that part of Simchas Yom Tov?
I'm trying to,
it comes from the Simchas Yom Tov, but it's not indicative.
I guess it's like, It's like is your owning Shabbat, are you having, you know, just three meals or are you having like three feasts?
Mm-hmm.
So are you just being happy or are you throwing in a huge party?
Okay, so it's like a different level of
something.
Arya, what do you think?
I'm not sure. I mean, I would maybe say separate, because I don't
know. Not sure. Deborah? What about Simchas Torah also?
It's
just Shemini Atzeres, right?
You also have the concept of having an Atzeres afterwards, that you can't
necessarily leave. Okay, so let me tell you what I think. Tell me if you agree. The Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov just mentions Basar V'Yayin. That would seem like it's subjective. The Rambam in Mitzvah Seh Nun Dalid, the Rambam quotes the Mitzvah V'Samachta V'Chagecha. Mitzvah Nun Dalid, Hisha Tzivanu L'Smoach B'Regalim, V'Hu Amr Yisala V'Samachta V'Chagecha. V'Inyan HaRishon HaRamuz Elav, Sh'Yakriv Karban Shlamim Al Kol Panim. Okay, so to bring Shalmei Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash. Then, the kolel ba'amru v'samachta b'chagecha included in this mitzvah is gamkein sim sameach b'chol minei simcha. U'mizeh lechol basar b'yamim tovim lishtos yayin. And the Rambam goes on, and the Rambam says, he doesn't say it. No, he says, "V'lischok b'klei nigun, v'lirkod l'mikdash levad, v'hi simchas beis hashoeva, ze kulo nichnas tachas amra v'samachta b'chagecha." Okay, so the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says that included in Simchas Yom Tov is the mitzvah of simchas beis hashoeva. Okay, the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Sukkah v'lulav also says that included in, well, it's not, a little less clear, but the Rambam says, "Afal pisha mitzvah b'chol ha'moad os l'smach b'hem." This is the very end of Perek Ches, maybe, Hilchos Lulav. Even though there's a mitzvah to be b'simcha on all the moados, b'sukkis, ha'isam b'mikdash simcha yisera. In sukkis, there was a higher level of simcha. If I can find it. So Ram quotes a pasuk of "Usmachtem v'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yamim" to describe Simchas Beis Hashoeva. Now that pasuk is talking about Simchas Yom Tov, talking about the simcha of Sukkot. Okay, Rashi in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun, Rashi says that the simcha of Simchas Beis Hashoeva is not associated with Simchas Yom Tov. Doesn't stem from Smachim Pnei Hashem L'kechem Shivas Yamim. It comes instead from V'shavtem Mayim B'sason. So the Simcha of Simchas Beis Hashoeva, according to Rashi, has nothing to do with Yontif. It has to do with Nisach HaMayim. Whereas for the Rambam, the Simcha of Simchas Beis Hashoeva is a function of Simchas Yom Tov, like he said in Mitzvah Sein and Dalid, and like he says over here in Ches Yid Beis, Afal Pisha Kol HaMoados Mitzvah L'smach Behen, v'chag ha-sukkos ha-shem simcha yisera, based off usmach t'moshesh lefnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yamim, which is a mitzvah within Simchas Yom Tov.
Where's that
pasuk from? In Nach. Rashi in the Mishnah, Daf Nun in Sukkah, is clear. He says, don't think it has anything to do with Simchas Regel. It only has to do with Simchas Nisach HaMayim. Okay. So it seems like you'd have this debate here, whether Simchas Yom Tov itself could be subjective, relative to different regalim. According to the Rambam, Simchas Beis Hashoeva is part of Simchas Regel, it manifests itself differently. According to Rashi, it's not. It's totally independent. You have a similar machlokes with respect to Simchas Torah. Okay, is Simchas Torah somehow related to the Simcha of Yom Tov? Or is that a Simcha that happens to coincide with the last day of Yom Tov? Okay. Think of any nafkamina? What?
Fasting
on Simchas Torah?
Yeah.
You know, Tzol Chatzos?
What? I don't know. Why
Tzol Chatzos? Oh, it's a Shiloh. How do you get fast? I was like, what about Torah reading is actually a very important question. I'll break it down this way. The Shibalei Aleket. So he is a very important Rishon. So he quotes the dinim of Simchas Torah. And all he quotes is that the Chasan Torah would get the last Aliyah and he would make a Siyam. And he would invite people over. That's all Simchas Torah was. Last person, he would be Messiah and he would invite people over. In fact, he also said you can't even bring out a second Sefer Torah lane. Why? Because there's no heter to bring out another Sefer Torah for no reason. You finished Vizos HaBracha. So fine, so you have a Simcha. You can't just bring out a second Sefer Torah. Adrabba, the Gemara says that you're never allowed to bring out two Sefer Torah for one person because then it looks like there's a problem with the first Sefer Torah. Okay, now back then they assumed, why would you have a second person reading Bereishis? And it never didn't even enter their mind, or you can't make a separate Kriya. So he says what they would do is they would lay in Bereishis Baal Peh. Because no heter to bring out a second Sefer Torah. You don't want to make it seem like you're finishing and not starting something new. So they would lay in Baal Peh, but they're not going to change the Kriyas HaTorah of Yontif, or they're not going to add in a second Sefer Torah, an extra Aliyah, just because they happen to have been Messiah in the Torah on this day.
They went roll back.
What?
We went roll back to the beginning.
I guess Tircha de Tzibura. Okay. So meaning for the Shibuya Lakan also doesn't quote anything about the minhag that we have of Hakafos. It would seem like it's just like a regular siyum that coincides with Yantif. Okay. If you look at the Sefer HaManig, Rav Elazar ben Nasan, I think of Lunel. So it's like a sefer that quotes a lot of interesting minhagim. So he has the exact opposite view. He quotes V'samachta V'chagecha V'hayisa Ach Sameach as the makor for Simchas Torah. Meaning he thinks that the makor of Simchas Torah is somehow built in to Simchas Yom Tov. Sefer Manik. So, according to the Shibuya Leket, it's a regular siyum that happens to coincide with Yantif. It's the last Kriyas Torah of the cycle. According to the Sefer HaManig, no. It's V'samachta b'chagecha. L'rab is kol minei simcha l'simcha. L'rab is simchas Torah. He thinks it's part of the riboy of Ayisa Ach Samech of Yom Tov Ha'achra. Okay. And there are a couple of nafkamina. I'll give you two. The Prima Gadim writes that initially he used to think that the biggest kavod that you could get is Chasam Torah. And then I realized that only the first five Aliyos are part of the takana of laning on Yantif. So it's a bigger kavod to get one of the real Aliyos, which are part of the takana of Kriyas HaTorah and Yom Tov, than to get the last Aliyah, which is just that we just throw in two extra Aliyos in order to finish the Kriya. Okay. And you also have another interesting machlokes. If you have, let's say somebody's not participating in Simchas Yom Tov. So is it better or worse that they should get Simchas Torah? They should get Chasam Torah. Meaning, Tzitzel Yezer writes that if you have somebody who's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, who happens to be in Chutz Laretz for Simchas Torah, so he's not keeping Yantif. So can you give him the last Aliyah? Can you give him Simchas Torah? So he says, I think he says you shouldn't. Because you should only give that Aliyah to somebody who's actually being Mekayim, Simchas Yom Tov. If you're not part of the Yantif, then you can't be Misayim Simchas Torah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a discussion where he says the exact opposite. He says that Simchas Torah is just something we throw in at the end. So if you have a Talmud Chacham who flew in from Eretz Yisrael and he's here in Chutz Laretz now, so give him Simchas Torah, give him the Chasam Torah. Because it's nothing to do with Simchas Yom Tov. Okay, so you have this kind of a debate.
For the first five Aliyot, would it somebody that was in that situation would he be more inclined to give him that like an Aliyah or less?
Cool.
It's like somebody that's from Eretz Yisrael that comes in for
as I said, they both say even if you hold in general that you can't give it to somebody for the first five Aliyos, then maybe you could for and that's trying to say even if in general you hold that you could, you shouldn't give him Simchas Torah. And they both go to opposite extremes.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds like a very interesting debate. So you have with respect to so you see this division within Simchas Yom Tov. Let's say the expression of Hallel, the Gemara and Erechin, Daf Yud Aleph, different expressions of Hallel. You have different expressions of, let's say, Simchas Beis HaShoeva. According to Rambam, that's part of Simchas Yom Tov. According to Rashi, it's not. And you have the same Achugas when it comes to Simchas Torah. Do you say it's part of Ayisa, V'Simachta B'Chagecha V'Yisa Ach Sameach? Or do you say that it's just a coincidental Simchas Siyum HaTorah that coincides with the last day of Yom Tov? Then maybe you'll say for Rosh Hashanah that even if there is a din simcha, like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Ochlin v'shosin u'smechin b'Rosh Hashanah. So there's a chi of simcha in Rosh Hashanah. And maybe it has a shem chag. And maybe v'samachta b'chagecha is relevant. But maybe what you see is that v'samachta b'chagecha is somehow specific, or it's tailored to each particular Yom Tov. Then you would say, yeah, sure, Sukkot is man simchasenu. Hallel shalem every day. V'smachtam v'nei Hashem al-kechem shivas yamim takes place. It's full simcha. Pesach, a little less. And maybe Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's a din simcha, ochen v'shosen u'smechin, but it manifests itself differently. So maybe dafka on the context of Rosh Hashanah, there is a chi of simcha, but there's still a het there to be misana. So maybe you would say that until now, we've been seeing, yes, last year we saw that maybe Oneg Shabbos is subjective. And the Chassam Sofer said there's always a chiyuv to eat on Yantif, Because v'samachta is an objective chiyuv basar v'yayin. Oneg Shabbos, that could be subjective. Maybe I'd say the exact opposite. Maybe you'd say that maybe Oneg Shabbos manifests itself to be more objectively. Simchas Yom Tov, which by definition is already tailored to each particular Yom Tov, then Simchas Yom Tov is subjective. I think those are the two polar opposites. The perspective that Oneg is more subjective than Simchas Yom Tov, that you see with the Chassam Sofer. And then this perspective that by definition Simchas Yom Tov is relative to each particular Chag. In between, you have this notion that maybe Shabbos Shuva is just a function of the subjective Oneg. Fine, that's the perspective that the Ritva has. Or maybe even if in general Oneg is not subjective, maybe if you hold that Shabbos is relativized to the time of year, it's sensitive to Zman of Rosh Chodesh, it's sensitive to the Regalim, it's sensitive to Yom Kippur, and if you hold that Aseres Yemei Tshuva is halachically recognized as a distinct time of the year, then maybe Shabbos Shuva of Aseres Yemei Tshuva is defined, Oneg then is defined differently from Oneg of the Shar Shabbosos. And I remember, the Rush already made this point, that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, you don't fast. Right? So maybe you would argue that, like, being Mekayim, the subjective Oneg, I guess there's no Oneg on fasting on Tisha B'Av, but maybe, like, the fasting on Tisha B'Av should be the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos on this day. Yeah, but nobody says that. That's the Rush's riot, that you can't fast on Shabbos. What do you mean? Even on Tisha B'Av, you can't fast on Shabbos. Yeah, maybe Shabbos on Shabbos Shuva, during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, is defined as a different Shabbos with respect to its definition of Oneg, even if Oneg in general is not going to be relative. So we have to look into now, and this is going to be our task for the next shir, is whether there is a din of Simcha on Shabbos. Yes, what have you seen so far, actually? Is there a din of Simcha on Shabbos? Does the Rambam mention Simcha on Shabbos?
Juxtaposes, no.
Rambam?
Yeah, when you talk about whether or not you can get married on Shabbos.
Okay, so the Rambam getting married on Shabbos is a little tricky. Depends how you read that Rambam.
And some people read it that he is actually saying
right.
That.
Right, so she's talking about that's really interesting. But in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, does Rambam mention Achi of Simcha on Shabbos? Perek Lamed? No. Perek Lamed, Rambam doesn't mention Onik Shabbos at all. Right? It doesn't mention Simcha Shabbos at all. Right? That's telling. Who does talk about Simcha on Shabbos explicitly? Okay, the Kiryat Sefer mentions Simcha on Shabbos. Who else? The Sifrei and Baal Oscha. What?
Throughout the Makor, I'm just like waiting for a source in the final.
Right, so Sifrei and Baal Oscha says, V'yom Simchaschem Elu Shabbosos. Okay, who else mentions a source of Simcha on Shabbos? The Ramah mentions that in order to put up an Erev Tchumen, so let's say I want to travel outside the Tchum. I want to travel, let's say, from New York to New Jersey. Let's assume that there are 2,000 Amos separating them. Okay? So you may have to put up an Erev Yontif and leave it, let's say, in one of the booths on the George Washington Bridge. Okay, so that's considered your residence. And now you could, like, you're within 2,000 Amos of, let's say, YU, and now you could, or Columbia Presbyterian, and now you could make it over the bridge. Okay? So you can only do that with Dvar Mitzvah. You have a real mitzvah reason to go. So what does Rama say? What's considered a Dvar Mitzvah?
It includes if you want to go for a
walk. Let's say you want to go for a walk. Right? And your walk, it's like, what? And your walk is going to take you over the George Washington Bridge. So is that a Dvar Mitzvah? Why should it be a Dvar Mitzvah?
Because it's
Simcha.
Simcha.
Does he apply it to Shabbos?
Yeah.
He says, B'yantifu v'Shabbos. Everybody see that Rama? Saw the Rama? What?
Is that Yom Tov is irrelevant?
There's no issue of Hotzah, but I think Tchum is still an issue. And Hotzah means carrying from Rishiyach to Rishidam, but Tchum might still be an issue on Yom Tov. So what's interesting, first of all, is that if you look at the source of that Rama, it comes from a Tshumas Tadashin, and the Tshumas Tadashin only has Yom Tov. The Ramah just slipped in He says Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. But Malkut, he slips in Shabbos. Okay. So I wonder if that's subconsciously, if you assume that there's a din of Simchas Shabbos, or you assume that Shabbos and Yom Tov are not so distinct. So yeah, you're talking about Simchas Yom Tov, you say, yeah, Simchas Shabbos also. So what was the that's the inyan simcha for walking to make an erev tchum. What was the kiryat sefer with the ma'bit?
You read the Rambam and that in Zionism, that the reason that you push off the checking for mega is because the Rambam specifically said in the church of Canada we don't do din
on Shabbos. Excellent.
The reason we don't do din on Shabbos is because we don't want to
forget
Pigiyah
B'Simcha and Onik Shabbos. Kiryat Sefer said that?
Yeah.
He said the reason why you don't do din is
because
of
Pigiyah
B'Simcha or just
Maras
Nagayim?
Yeah.
Is it the reason why you don't do din?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Some people say because of din, but the real reason is because.
Oh,
Simcha
the Ikar HaTam is opposed to din. Oh,
right. That's what I thought. I thought it was the Ikar HaTam
that we don't do din.
Okay, so we'll see. We'll have to look back at it. But I thought he was saying that against the Rambam Perush Mishnayos. If there's din in the Mishnah, you shouldn't see Mar, you shouldn't pask in Negayim on Shabbos. So Kohen shouldn't look at Negayim, at Taras. So the question is why? So the Rambam Perush Mishnayos says, because ain't done in din b'Shabbos, which is really gezeira shem yichtov. I think the Gemara explains why ain't done in b'Shabbos.
Yeah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about it. That's about the specific din in the flesh, I don't know where.
Yeah, but there the Gemara says why? Because of...
Because, well, there is supposed to be you can't kill on Shabbos, and if you do the din, then you don't want to be killed on Shabbos.
So
maybe
this is like an extension of, it's like a low plug, you don't do any din. Not din in the fashas, not din in mominus, not maras in the garden. Maybe. But then the Kiryas Sefer says maybe it's because of Simchas Yom Tov. Now, meaning, it's clear in the Mishnayos that's a yachasan, I think toch shivas mea mishta. Within Shavu Brachos you don't do din because of Simchas Chasan Mekala. That's the din in the Mishnah. So it's clear that there, it's a function of Simcha. You're not going to paskin at the chasan as a mitzora during his Shavu Brachos. That's one of the rayas, that Shavu Brachos is really din Simcha Daraisa. It's like a Yom Tov. And the Regalim, you don't paskin Maras Negayim. So from the Rambam Perush Mishnayos, it's clear that on Shabbos it's a separate din of Ein Donin. But the Mabit says it's because of Simchas Shabbos. So that's very strange. Okay, so we have the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuvis reads the Rambam that you can't get married on Shabbos as a function of in Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. That you can't confuse the Simcha of marriage with the Simcha of Shabbos. From the Rambam in Ishus, did it sound that way? No.
It wasn't so clear.
It depends where you put the comma.
Because
right?
He talks about Erev Shabbos and then Sunday, but when he says Shabbos, he doesn't talk about it. He says Kol Shekem B'Shabbat, but he doesn't.
Right, but here he says Gezerah, right. So Ram says, Ein nosim nashim lo be'erev Shabbos, lo be'echad b'Shabbos. Gezerah shema yavol lidei chil Shabbos b'tikon ha-su'uda.
That's on Shabbos itself.
Right, that's right before. And then Ram says, Ve'en tzarech lomar sh'asr lisa b'Shabbos. So does Rama mean that, of course, since the whole thing is a chashash, that you're going to make the su'uda on Shabbos, then of course if you're getting married on Shabbos, that chashash exists. And the Ram goes on though, and he says, oh, and even on Chol HaMoed you can't do it because Ein Marvin Simcha b'Simcha. So does that rationale of the Rambam Ein Marvin Simcha Simcha apply to Ein Nosin Nashim B'Moed? Ein Nosin Nashim B'Shabbos?
What's the language?
Ein Nosin Nashim Lo Be'erev Shabbos V'Lo Be'Echad B'Shabbos G'zeir Shama Yevlo Yidei Chilo Shabbos B'Tikan HaSuda She'chasan Tarad B'Sudaso Ve'ein Tzarech Lomar She'asra Lisa B'Shabbos. That sounds...
What's the next phrase?
Va'afilu B'Cholo Shel Moed Ein Nosin Nashim K'mo She'Biyarnu Lafisha ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha.
In Tzarech Lomar, it's obvious that we have this principle.
In Tzarech Lomar, b'shalad afilu bi... I don't know.
In Tzarech Lomar, you don't have to connect it to... In Tzarech Lomar, it's obvious that we have this principle of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So it's obvious that
on Shabbos, but does Ram mention Simcha Shabbos anywhere?
No. So if you read that whole sentence, as the reason that you don't do both weddings on Shabbos and weddings on Chol Hamoed is all because of
in Marvin's Simcha. Simcha.
Right,
so maybe that's what the Shita Kabetzos was quoting here.
He doesn't mention anywhere else, but also by Megam, he juxtaposes.
Right, with Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Or the Chasan with Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Meir is a little ambiguous in the Rambam. Shita Kabetzos is not happy at all with this notion that it's because of Simcha. Shita Kabetzos thinks of it, do you see it? What did he say?
He's reading it wrong.
He's reading the Rambam wrong? You think the Rambam is because of Simcha?
No, I think he's not happy because he thinks Rambam is because of Simcha.
Right.
I think he's reading it wrong, and he's not talking about Simcha.
Okay.
So he's nothing to be worried about.
Good. I'm with you. I happen to be with you on that one. So that's one question. No sim nashim. Nigayim is a shiloh. Right? Did you see the Mishnah Chorona there? Yeah, the Mishnah Chorona says very explicitly, like, of course it can't be. What does he say?
He said you could have had Adam in the reason for Shabbos because you don't want to ruin your Shabbos, but it can't be because there's no...
It can't be because no din simcha b'Shabbos. Right? He's explicit. And that seems to be what the Rambam is saying in Parashat Mishnah. It's really just because of ain't done in din b'Shabbos. Then we have this Ramah who adds in Shabbos to the Simcha that the Chumash Adeshin has in Yom Tov. He just slips in Shabbos. So we have to look at for next time, and we'll end with this. It's just the Sifrei had a source for Simcha Shabbos. Yismachu v'yom simchaschem elo Shabbos. In davening we say Yismachu machus l'shom Shabbos, the Karyoneg. So there seems to be some sort of din simcha. Then we have these gray areas about ein nosim nashim, maros negayim, fine. On the other hand, there's also there's very clear evidence that there's no din simcha on Shabbos. I didn't put this in Maror Komos, but I mean it's pretty famous Tosas in Moed Katan, and it's a din that we paskin also in Hilchos Avelos. Yom Tov is Mevatel Avelos. Shabbos is never Mevatel Avelos. Avelos goes straight through Shabbos. So Tosa says, yeah, of course, because there's no din of Simcha on Shabbos. You can't be Noeg Avelos Befarhesia on Shabbos, but there's no din Simcha on Shabbos. It's only Simcha that's Mevatel Avelos. So on the one hand, it's clear that there has to be some sort of difference. Okay, unless you somehow could explain this Avelos discrepancy differently.
If he's reading the Rambam right, so we won't allow you to get married or whatever, but we're also it's only lechumra, so we're not going
to Maris Negayim is lechumra?
What? Pushing, I don't know this, what the status of pushing up Maris Negayim.
Okay.
But
sounds like a cooler, right?
You don't have to Maris Negayim isn't clear at all that it's because of lechumra. You can just accept the reason
So on the one hand, we have to realize, is there an acknowledged difference? Even if you say there's Simcha and Shabbos. So is there an acknowledged difference between Simcha Shabbos and Simcha Yom Tov? That's question A. And question number two is, if people are talking about Simcha Shabbos, so is it because they're just assuming some sort of inherent connection between Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yom Tov? Like the Ramah took a Chumash Adeshin, which is talking about Yom Tov, and just threw in Shabbos. Is that what's going on? Or is that they're acknowledging that there's a separate and independent source for Simcha Shabbos, like the Sifrei? Meaning, are the Rishonim assuming v'samachta b'chagecha v'kol shekein Shabbos or v'hu adin l'Shabbos, and they're just applying Simchas Yom Tov to Shabbos because Maishna? Or are they assuming, yeah, there's v'samachta b'chagecha, but you know what? There's also a din Simcha of Shabbos, let's say from the Sifrei. Okay, so are they acknowledging a separate source, and are they acknowledging that there's some sort of fundamental difference between Simcha Shabbos and Simcha Yom Tov? And maybe a third question, whether or not you see the Simcha of Shabbos and the Onik Shabbos as being different dinim according to the Rishonim recognized Simcha, or somehow internally related. Okay, so we'll wrap up Simcha on Shabbos, and then we'll move on to our next topic. Good.
Where's the
Sifra Amman?
Where is it?
In end of Hilchos Sukkah, should have something. At the end of Hilchos Sukkah, the last siman, so you'll see he talks about the Kriyas HaTorah for the last day of Shmini Atzeres, and he makes up this drasha of V'samachta b'chagech l'rabbis kol minei simcha l'simcha. The Gemara Chagiga uses it for something else. He makes it up to refer to Simchas Torah. The Rabbo Simchas Torah. Yom Tzedek. Maybe you have one here, maybe. No? All right, any other? Haros?
No, Mikey told me to tell you he apologized. He couldn't come. He's a student executive. And they had, like, some of that tonight.
Great.
He wanted you to know that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
From that distinction and Avelos, it seems like
it's clear that there's
on Yom Tov, it's simple as like a keem of the day itself, and that's why it's Avelos is not Nechshav at all. But on Shabbat, that on we said Yom Tov it doesn't count, right? But on Shabbos, it's part of it because the day of Shabbos is not inherently about simcha. And that's why Avelos could enter it, but just from the specific
it's
laws of Oneg.
It's more incidental.
It's incidental, you can't. So, and therefore, Oneg is not an idea of like the Kiyom of the day itself. It's more a part of maybe the Lotat, or whatever we were saying before. But Oneg is not the.
So then it's not going to be a steer, whereas St. Yantef is more in the front.
Right.
And more in the foreground of like what the day is. I hear that.
And that helps with the
Rav
said about
yeah.
the difference between the Maisa and the Kiyam of Simcha.
Yeah, the Rav has the Kim Shabbalev of Simcha.
Right. So if he talks about Simcha being a Kiyam, I know, so that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not just like the activity, but like the mindset.
Right.
Did there a way to just remove that, like, in terms of, or did it go anyway? It's a good opportunity to put it